Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today, as I do every day, from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today's passage for our reflection is from the Gospel of Mark. On this Wednesday of the first week in Ordinary Time, January 14th, 2026. Mark writes, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, 'Everyone is looking for you.' He told them, 'Let us go on to the nearby villages that I might preach there also. For this purpose have I come.' So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee." There is a rhythm to Jesus' life that the Gospels reveal slowly, like the steady beating of a heart. Prayer, mission, mercy, self-giving, return to prayer. Before he heals, before he preaches, before he confronts evil, before he enters the crowds, he seeks silence. The eternal Word made flesh begins his day, not by speaking, but by listening. This is the first mystery for us today. Jesus, who is God, prays. He does not pray because he is uncertain, or because he needs information, or because he fears lack. He prays because he lives in union, and love always returns to its source. The Father is his origin, his home, the wellspring of everything he pours out. In every gospel moment, whenever people press in on him, whenever needs multiply, whenever chaos begins to swirl around his ministry, he slips away into solitude. This is not avoidance, it is fidelity. Jesus refuses to let the demands of the world dictate the center of his life. Only the Father does that. The desert is where he remembers who he is. And the desert is where we must remember who we are. "Everyone is looking for you," the disciples say breathlessly when they finally find him. They are excited. The crowds are gathering. The momentum is growing. The miracles are multiplying. From their perspective, Jesus should be back in town, maximizing this moment. Healing more, attracting more, building more. They want him where the action is. But Jesus stands before them, calm and rooted, shaped by silence, shaped by the Father's voice, shaped by prayer. This is the moment he teaches them, and us, that success is not the compass of the kingdom. The Father's will is the compass. The disciples are focused on what people want from Jesus. Jesus is focused on what the Father wants from him. The difference between these two things is often the difference between busyness and fruitfulness, between life drained and life given, between activity and mission. Jesus responds with a clarity that only prayer can give. "Let us go to the nearby villages that I might preach there also. For this purpose have I come." His mission is not to stay where he is successful. It is to go where he is sent. The moment the crowds begin to cling to him, the moment human excitement threatens to root him in comfort or acclaim, he moves on. There is always someone else waiting. There is always another village longing for the gospel. His life is poured out not for admiration, but for salvation. From his prayer flows purpose. From his purpose flows mission. From his mission flows deliverance, healing, and truth, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Jesus is not scattered, he is focused. Not reactive, but intentional. Not pushed by the world, but led by the Father. And this is the pattern he offers to us. The gospel invites us into three movements. Seek the desert before the day begins. Not necessarily the physical desert, but a moment of interior solitude before the noise begins, before the emails, before the demands, before the conversations. A place where we can breathe in God's presence and let Him order our day. Even 1 minute of silence offered to God can reorient our heart. Second, discern between what people want, what God wills. Much of our exhaustion comes from living by others' expectations instead of God's direction. Jesus teaches us that it is not selfish to step away. It is faithful. It is necessary. And thirdly, to live with a sense of divine purpose. Jesus does not drift. He moves with intention. So too must we discover our purpose in God, not a grand plan, but the grace of the present moment, the next right step, the soul he places in front of us today. Prayer reveals that purpose. Purpose reveals the path, and the path becomes our participation in Christ's own mission. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you withdrew into silence before dawn. Teach us that prayer is not a luxury, but a foundation. Teach us to seek the Father before the demands of the day seize our attention. Free us from chasing approval, from living by pressure, from losing ourselves in busyness. Center us in your will. Give us the courage to go where you send us, the wisdom to know our purpose, and the grace to carry your presence into every place we enter. May our lives echo your rhythm, rooted in prayer, driven in mission, and sustained by love. Amen. If this small reflection touched you in any way today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each day in my hermitage, where I reflect over the Word of God and try to apply it to our lives. If the Spirit also moves you, include your prayer intention in the space below so that we can all join you in your prayer. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.